So that's going to be the difference. When I woke up this morning, I didn't think we'd be talking about Will Hernandez of the Giants, but what's going on with the Will Hernandez?
Well, we teased it, so we're talking about it. That's how it works. We do. You know, when it
I said this morning, I didn't think we were talking about Will Hernandez.
We teased it yesterday.
Oh, did we tease it yesterday?
You know, we wake up.
I didn't do the teases yesterday.
Do you remember
I didn't do the teases yesterday.
Do you remember trivia last night and all that stuff?
I didn't do the teases yesterday.
Well, Will Hernandez is an offensive lineman for the New York Giants. They took him in the second round. And Saquon Barkley gets for good reason, nearly all of the pub when it comes to the Giants in their rookie class. But when we start talking about what really could make the Giants good this year, it's Eli Manning, it's new coach Pat Shurmur, and it's the offensive line, which has been rebuilt with Nate Solder coming over from the Patriots, and Will Hernandez on the other side, their second-round pick out of UTEP. I just want to ask the question. We don't need 25 minutes on Will Hernandez's background or anything, but is Will Hernandez getting overlooked when we talk about keys to the Giants season? Because all the rookie talk has been about Saquon Barkley. How important is this guy?
How many years in a row are we going to talk about, well, if Eli can stay upright, you know, I mean, how many times have we said that over the years? And all Giants fans talking about that. It's been such a problem, but there's also been a completely non-existent running game for that team, and it's killed them for years. They've tried to get around it with just throwing the ball to Beckham all the time, but there's no running game, and they spent a fortune on Solder. And so a guy like Will Hernandez is going to be crucially important.
Who? I got to tell you something.
Whether it's Will Hernandez or whomever is in the offensive line, the Giants desperately need that to patch up and stay healthy.
I think I saw this guy play. I'm not sure, and I'm not being funny about it, because I think Arizona played UTEP, and I remember saying that UTEP is probably one of the worst Division I programs I've ever seen in my life. You know, we always talk about when a team takes somebody from Alabama or Ohio State, we go, hey, at least they're a winner.
Right.
They know how to win. That's what we
Ready
want
made.
Our team. We want winners.
Yeah.
What do you think about somebody that comes from just a baloney, horrible program? Do you just say, you know, he's so scarred that he's just used to it all? Or, I mean, what do you say when you come from like one of the worst Division I programs in history? It's just horrible at UTEP now. It's horrible.
I think you talk about character and about overcoming obstacles and perseverance. That's what I would say. I would take the glass half full.
Yeah, but well, we say we love when they come from winning programs, though, Alabama and schools like that. I don't know. This is number two pick. Again, I saw they were just a horrible program. Is he a diamond in the rough because he was the one good guy from UTEP? Perhaps. I don't know. But he couldn't do squat for UTEP. I don't want to put the blame on him. That's not his fault. But, I mean, what the hell? Jeez.
But moving it forward from college to the pros, do you have less respect for Joe Thomas as a player because of the fact that his team always stunk? I mean, the guy's an enormous amount of respect across the league.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about him being a replacement and where he comes from, that, you know, his pedigree. That's what I'm talking about.
Zach in Bristol says in the Town Fair Tire text line 802-655-6672, the offensive line never gets the publicity they should. Without a good O-line, there is no good running game or passing game, and that's very true. And I remember last week we talked about the most intriguing rookies, and we talked about is Sony Michel the most intriguing rookie in the NFL that wasn't a quarterback, because I think we all agree that Rosen, Darnold, Allen, all these guys, Mayfield, they're all incredibly intriguing. But when we talk about, I'm not saying Will Hernandez is one of the most intriguing rookies in the NFL, but he's one of the most important rookies NFL.
Yeah.
If he can come out, because Dave Gettleman said the first day of his first press conference, I want the offensive line. I want big players. I want the hog mollies, whatever that means. That's
the
what he calls
mollies.
Offensive linemen. That's what I want. And now he's got his $65 million left tackle in Nate Solder, and he's got his young buck on the right side. If those guys can produce, and if Will Hernandez can produce, then the Giants, maybe they do have something in the NFC.
Well, they better, because that's been the black eye on this team for a couple of years.
I wonder if things are going to be easier for him since he's just so into losing and, you know, and getting run over and getting bounced around. Maybe things are going to work out better for him.
And the thing is, too, what's it going to be like for that front line after Saquon Barkley opens with two straight games of 38 yards and 17 carries? And I'm not saying that's necessarily going to happen, but there's so much pressure on Barkley to perform. If he has those kind of games, it's not necessarily his fault.
You know, I may go back on that. Questions, do you want the guy that's been scarred and fought and played for a bad team and still came out and emerged and became a second-round pick? Or you want one of those divas that all along has been recruited out of high school, went to Bama, was 4 years there, had anything he wanted, the coaches babied him, and now he's in the NFL? I'm not saying, you know, that the other guy's going to be better, but he's certainly going to be used to hardship. At least I think. I mean, how do you end up in UTEP anyway? Probably overlooked in high school and stuff like that, or I'm sure.
Have you read the story on Will Hernandez? Do you know about his background?
No, I do not. Okay. I do not.
Art Stapleton, NewJersey.com, chronicled it yesterday. You're talking about a guy who his dad lost his job when he was in high school.
Right.
They were living in a shed from Home Depot. His family was living in a shed, and him at 6 foot six, whatever it is, he didn't even fit in. So that's what his family was living in, was a shed. So he talked about he quit football in high school practically to go work to try to make money for his family.
There comes UTEP, who will offer anybody.
Yeah, there comes UTEP, and he basically said someone told him, hey, I think maybe you could get to college on this. So he ended up not quitting football in high school, went to UTEP and said, I'm going to try to do this professionally and make money for my family.
Yeah, and think how many people could have used him now. You know, see, I always wonder why a school like Rutgers, you know, when you're like in the bottom or whoever is in the bottom of your conference, you don't just say, you know what, he's good enough for them, but we'll bring him aboard. Yeah. What the hell, you know?
Well, you could say what you want about Rutgers, but they've produced a lot of Patriots or vice versa.
No, that's for damn sure. All right, we got one more segment to go before we finish off hour number one. Brady, what are we going to finish it off with?
A funny anecdote regarding how Randy Moss cost a executive his job.
Oh, I want to hear that one. That's coming up next right here on 101.3 ESPN. Good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle right here, 101.3 ESPN. Member mere moments away from Buster Olney as he joins us every Wednesday.
Two Zeppelin tunes in the first hour.
Wow.
Does that make you happy?
You are the man.
Wow.
Good. I'm very glad I could do that for you.
Wow.
There's people listening right now going, what the hell is Zeppelin?
No. Anybody over 30 knows what I'm talking about.
No.
Oh, that thing that flies in the sky?
No. Not blimp? Anybody over 30 knows what you're talking about.
People don't know what Led Zeppelin is?
Not.
What planet are you on?
I'd rather have a little Wiz Khalifa, but I still know what Zeppelin.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of our listeners don't know what the hell you're talking about, like Led Zeppelin.
Well, let's ask the intern. What's he, 20?
How's
heard
the
of
intern?
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, he went to Oswego.
Let's see, 20, 21?
Yeah.
21.
They sing that song, Stairway to Heaven, right?
Yes.
I wish I was 21.